This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
David's Daily Devotional Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We're at part 20 of Being Like Christ, and today we take a look at 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 17. And if there's time, I'll sort of creep into verse 18 as well. Father, Lord God Almighty, I lay myself before you now and I say, Father, let your anointing come. Lord, let your words touch the hearts of those who are listening. Fill this word, Lord God, full of your wonderful anointing and your power and your forgiving love, I pray. In Jesus' name. So this is what the Word of God says in 1 John, the 4th chapter. And in verse 17, he says this. Actually, Paul is speaking. No, he's not. John is speaking. John, with his prophetic words. John, with the power and the glory that was given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ, he says this. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so that we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, that we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. I'm going to read that again because it is so incredibly powerful. Let me just read that again for you. It says this, and as we live in God, are you getting that? As we, you and I, live in God, our love grows more perfect. So that we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Few things are coming to my mind. Firstly, it's this question. Are we beginning to live like Jesus in this world? If you say the word yes, then that is magnificent, that is wonderful. But if you say no, then something needs to happen. Because John is saying, as we live in God, as we put our trust in God, as we draw closer to God, which is what and how we should, then John is saying, our love, the love that we have for others, will grow more perfect. By each passing day, that love will be growing in perfection. That means that that love will no longer be an emotional love. It will become an agape love, which demands no return. It demands nothing because it is unconditional. There are no conditions attached to that love. But the only way we can achieve that is by living in God, is by committing our hearts fully to the Lord Jesus Christ and to say to him, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to emulate you in all that you do. John says this, as our love grows more perfect, we're not going to be afraid on that day of judgment. Because then we can face him with total confidence. That day that we all know will happen one day or another when we leave this world and go to the next. We're going to face judgment. And as we face judgment, will we be left wanting, or will we be seen as someone who lives like Jesus? Will we be seen as someone who, through their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, have perfected the love that they feel and the love that they give? It's not about us receiving love. Let me make this incredibly clear. It's nothing to do with us receiving love, because if we're waiting to receive that love, then surely that love isn't perfected through Christ. That love is merely a human instinct. But do we not need to be like Christ? Therefore, it's not the love that we receive that is important here. It is the love that we give out to other people, even to those that we don't particularly like. And that's the hard thing. But when we can cross that bridge and get to that point where we can give love to people that we don't particularly like, then we know that that is being perfected through Jesus, and it is nothing to do with us. Jesus said, love one another. He went on to say, as I have loved you, love one another. It's in John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 9. But as we become more and more like Jesus, Jesus wasn't waiting for people to love him back. I believe this so strongly that he really didn't care about it. You see, Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, says that he was rejected. He was pushed away. I'll tell you what, let's go to that real quick. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah and the 53rd chapter. It says this. It's in verse 3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Beloved, look at what Scripture is saying. Jesus didn't come to this earth to become popular. Jesus didn't come to this world to be a superstar. Jesus came to this world to reconcile you with the Heavenly Father, to reconcile me with the Heavenly Father, so we could turn to him and say, Lord, I am so sorry for what I have done. And through the grace of our Lord Jesus, through his unmerited favor on our lives, we could be forgiven because we ourselves are able to forgive. And we are able to forgive through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through our own strength, but with our decision-making process. And this is the point. Oftentimes, we want feelings. We want to feel something. We want the sentiments of our feelings to engage. When we want to forgive someone, we want that bubbly feeling inside where we can say, yes, okay, I forgive you. Why? Because emotionally, I'm able to. That is nonsense. That's not what God is calling us to do. God is calling us to forgive. How? With our decision-making process, not with the bubbly, gooey feelings that we feel inside. He's saying, I want you to forgive. I demand that you forgive. That is my commandment, because if you don't forgive, then my Heavenly Father won't forgive you. That's Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 14. Sorry, Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14. He's very clear. So therefore, we have to forgive with our decision-making process. I believe the same thing happens when we are to give love. We can't feel it necessarily because someone that we are supposed to love, we don't even like. No, it has to be done with our process of decision-making. We have to make a decision that we are going to love. Why? Because God has instructed us to do that. And also, He is saying, without it, there is nothing. Paul says it. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and I believe it's verse 9, he says, without love, we are just a clanging cymbal. That means without love, we are nothing. We are a noise. But we're certainly not becoming more and more like Christ, because that love is the key issue. That love is the key issue in everything that you and I do, beloved. Without it, as I've said, we are a clanging cymbal. And we mean absolutely nothing. So we need to get back to Scripture. We need to get back to the wonderful Word of God. And we need to know that without it, we are a clanging symbol. And as we give, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, and we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this earth. Is that what you want? Do you want the Lord to have dominion over your life? Do you want to emulate the way Jesus lived? Or do you want to live your own way? Because this road is far too hard to follow. And believe me, beloved, many have fallen off the pathway. Why? Because it's too tough. It's too hard. Just that simplicity in itself of loving one another as Christ has loved us, that in itself is too difficult and turns many away. They fall off the road. But what they don't see is it's not done through their strength. It is done through the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can turn to Him now and say, Lord, I want to be like You. I want to emulate You. And Father, I want to love unconditionally those that I am supposed to love, because without that love, Lord, I know that I am lost. And I don't know what I can do with my life if it's not that way. If you want to love in that way, I'm not going to pray a long prayer. I just want you to say one word. Amen. That's it. Amen. If you want to live your life the way Jesus has designed your life to be led, then say amen. If you want God to be in control of your life, I want you to say one word, and that one word is Amen. That's it. It is as simple as that. And beloved, I am saying amen to all three right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.